Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know how we like to do things here?
Yeah.
Take two things that seem totally unrelated, and then we kind of show how they're actually really connected.
Right.
So today we're looking at global politics.
Okay.
And
bitumen.
Bitumen's all right. Yeah, and to help us connect the dots, you've got this pretty fascinating report on like the latest in geopolitics.
Yeah.
And how that's impacting the energy market.
Okay.
Which we know, of course, impacts bitumen pricing.
Right, yeah.
So we're going to sort of see how these big events on the world stage can trickle down and like impact something as specific as the cost of paving our roads.
Yeah, that's right. It's crazy when you think about it like that. This report kind of highlights how everything's so connected.
It really does. And this report really jumps right in.
Okay.
And it starts with these huge shifts in global alliances that are kind of happening right now. Like, for example, the White House halting support for Ukraine.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I mean, that's really shaking things up.
For sure.
And then you got France, who is stepping into this like more prominent leadership role in Europe.
Right.
And they're pushing for increased military spending.
Across the board.
Like across the board, yeah. And they're even calling this like a new era.
It is. You know, what's interesting about that is that when you have this kind of shift, it could mean that European countries are going to prioritize military spending over other things like infrastructure projects, at least in the short term.
Right.
And so if you have less construction happening, that means less demand for bitumen.
Well, that's a good point.
Which could then impact investments in the region.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And it's easy to overlook like those downstream consequences.
Totally.
And then there's Russia, who seems more open to peace negotiations now, especially in light of some of the, shall we say, unconventional actions that former President Trump took.
Well, those actions and really any strong pronouncements on the global stage like that, you know, they tend to send shockwaves through the international community.
Right.
Like, remember all the statements that Trump made about the situation in Gaza, demanding the release of captives, issuing what he called the last warning to Hamas, regardless of your, you know, political sense.
Yeah.
Those kinds of statements can really rattle markets and exacerbate existing tensions.
Definitely. And then on top of all of that, we have this ongoing U.S.-China trade war, which is adding another layer of complexity to the whole thing.
Oh, for sure.
Like, they keep throwing tariffs at each other.
Yeah.
It's 20% on Chinese imports from the U.S. And then 10 to 15% on U.S. agricultural goods.
Right.
Like, China's retaliation.
Yeah. It's a classic example of protectionism. But it makes you wonder, like, who ends up paying the price for all of this?
Right.
Often it's the everyday consumer who just sees higher prices on imported goods.
Right.
So this trade war adds a lot of instability to global markets. And it creates this uncertainty. And, you know, it can potentially impact economic growth all around the world.
Yeah. And this, of course, has a direct effect on oil prices.
Of course.
So the report shows that Brent crude oil is dipping down to like $65 to $70 per barrel.
Wow.
And they attribute that to like anticipated supply cuts from OPEC Plus.
Right.
And you guessed it, the impact of those U.S. tariffs.
Yeah.
And for anyone who doesn't know, OPEC Plus is basically this group of some of the world's biggest oil producing countries. And they work together to kind of like control oil production and influence prices.
Exactly. And it's so fascinating how these seemingly separate events like tariffs, political posturing, OPEC decisions, they all converge to create this complex dance between, you know, geopolitics, economic policies, and market dynamics.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So this all leads us to the bitumen.
Okay.
So how is all this global, like, turmoil affecting its price? Well, the report kind of gives us a snapshot of the current market. So in Singapore, which is like a major trading hub, 180 CST, that's a specific grade of bitumen, closed at $448.
Okay.
With prices generally hovering around 460. Over in South Korea, it's 420. Bahrain's holding steady at 420, although that could change as fuel prices fluctuate.
Okay.
And in Europe, bitumen's trading between 430 and 460.
It's really interesting to see how all these price variations kind of reflect the larger forces that are at play here.
Yeah.
So for example, Singapore seems to be particularly sensitive to those U.S. tariffs. But meanwhile, in India, bitumen prices actually fell recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, VG30, another grade of bitumen, by $3 and VG40 by $4. But there's an expected price hike coming mid-March.
Oh, wow.
Due to decisions made by Indian refineries.
Okay.
So you have these global factors influencing prices in some areas, and then very localized events driving them in others.
Right. So even internal decisions within a single country can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
And speaking of local events, the report also mentions that Iran's New Year celebrations are actually impacting vitamin pricing.
Yes, exactly. So apparently there are some logistical issues related to the holiday that are keeping prices stable for now, even with the falling oil prices.
Wow.
It just goes to show how these seemingly minor events in one corner of the world can ripple outward and create these unexpected consequences in global markets.
It's crazy.
Okay.
Like, what a good reminder of just how complex and interconnected this all is.
It really is.
So what can you take away from all of this? It's not just about the price of Buddy Men.
Right.
It's about understanding how these seemingly disparate events are actually linked and how those links can impact markets, economies, even your own investments.
Exactly. And it kind of makes you wonder, like,
what
if these political tensions continue and oil prices stay volatile, how might this reshape global infrastructure projects in the long run?
That's a good question.
Like, will we see a shift toward alternative materials, a slowdown in construction, maybe even new innovations in road building? It's definitely something to keep an eye on as the global landscape continues to evolve.
Absolutely. Great food for thought. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the surprisingly fascinating world of geopolitics and bitumen. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.